The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Oh!
I'm just about that action, boss.
Offense was ripping.
Playoffs.
You like that? You like that?
I'm going to that lake.
It's actually pretty neat.
Hey, move on.
There won't be no buddy-buddy stuff.
Super duper duper. Wonderful. This is marvelous.
Take that L on the way out.
Got my Michelob Ultra joint.
Bring your ass.
Now see, I'm a fool for game seven.
Yeah!
What was that?
That was Victor Hovland.
He got
dumped on by a bird.
By birdie. Nice to have you along. Nice to have you along. We're here for the club hour, as you are out there in sports land.
Mm-hmm. Or in this case, non-sports land.
Yeah, a lot of people tune in just for this hour because they hate sports because sports are stupid.
Sports can be very stupid.
They sure
when
can.
When you think about it.
It's pretty absurd, all of it.
It really is. The whole thing. It's just, we do a lot of stuff as a human race that is just kind of puzzling. But if you had the alien comes down, the blue light, everything, and we're trying to explain away our society, I'm guessing to a higher level of species, sports is going to be problematic.
It's called sports.
Well, guys, I got some bad news to report.
What do we got?
Well, I wanted to pass along the news that my Tuesday Bi-Mart visits are solo now.
Yeah.
My father-in-law passed away on Friday. Going off to that big Bi-Mart in the sky, Jace.
He's going to have lucky number Tuesdays for all eternity now.
Maybe
there's someone up there waiting for him, with a, what's a heavenly prize up there?
Every day is Tuesday up there.
Every day. Every day is lucky number Tuesday
right.
Up in heaven.
Assuming he went up there.
Well, the idea is, like, it's like the Bill and Ted thing. Like, there's people that believe that, like, your heaven or your hell is whatever your version of it is, right? Like, if you're being tortured, it's your personal torture, and your paradise would be your paradise. And maybe he's just, maybe he's up there just living that Bi-Mart.
For Rob, it's just mufflers.
Just...
That's my hell.
Yeah. Well, that, if you had to just live for eternity and it was just you.
Loud muffler,
just 24/7, your internal
crappy
torture.
Golf course maintenance surrounded by loud mufflers.
Yeah.
Well, that man's contribution to this show should not go unnoticed.
No.
Because he's the one that got me into Bi-Mart, which ultimately led to the president of Bi-Mart sending us gift cards, giving you a.
My first ever Bi-Mart membership.
So I thought for sure the Tuesday after his passing, he would win on Lucky Number Tuesday. So I went in there. I had some things I had to get anyway. I'm addicted. I'm going every Tuesday.
You're a Bi-Mart guy through and through.
I am.
I bought a brush trimmer. I'm very excited about my new skill brush trimmer that I got at Bi-Mart.
He did not win, and I was really.
You thought maybe there'd be.
I was really hurt by that. Yes.
Maybe there'd be some sort of connection.
Someone looking out from a man dick.
Yeah. No. This goes to show you, man. Bi-Mart, it's all about equality out there. Everyone has the same chances.
That's right. Well, anyway, I was in there today and I saw that they have fireworks.
Bi-Mart's selling fireworks now?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can't buy at Bi-Mart?
This was in the Tigard one.
Yeah.
And I don't really get how they can do that. Because I thought they were illegal.
I think Bi-Mart can do whatever the hell they... Is Bi-Mart above the law? I think they are. You know, like how the Vatican City is its own little area, or like a Native American reservation. Like they have their own police. Maybe Bi-Mart just operates independently in their own little city state. Do whatever the hell they want.
Well, I gotta tell you, you can buy a lot of stuff that can F people up in there.
You buy guns?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think they sell guns. Though, right? They sell ammo.
They sell ammo.
Yeah.
And now fireworks. I would have not thought that you could buy fireworks in.
Yeah, they had a big fireworks section.
Now, because it was in city limits, although
maybe it's just because it's in Tigard.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't in Portland.
Well, like in Vancouver, you can't light them off, but can you? But I see them around.
Well, I think it is based on the county, not on the city.
Yeah. Mm.
I kind of forget that. Yeah, 4th of July. Oh. So now we're got, you know. I've yet to hear them popping off around my neighborhood. I mean, I'm sure I will. A couple days before, a couple days after.
Or maybe they're just specific types of fireworks. You know?
You get like, some sparklers and
The stupid stuff.
Some snakes.
The boring stuff.
Some smoke bombs.
I didn't buy any.
No. What? You?
Nope.
No. Well, you're going down to the coast. You don't have to. That's one of the kind of the benefits of the coast is you can just go out on the beach and there'll be like an S-ton of fireworks going off for you.
We're going to Rockaway Beach.
Yeah.
Friends have a place there. And let me tell you something. That you want a great spot to go for 4th of July, yeah. Go there.
Yeah.
They have a parade. They have a wiener dog race. Mm. And, dude, that wiener dog race is bananas. It is a thing. And it in the fireworks show is insane. It is Americana.
Nice. My buddy goes up to Coeur d'Alene up on the lake every year. And he claims that if you want to see America, that Coeur d'Alene certainly fits that bill.
Or if you want to get your firefighters sniped on their job.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, like, pretty much everywhere participates, but some do it better than others. Sure. And I'm telling you, Rockaway Beach.
They do it right.
That is America.
America,
and by the
way,
getting techs here, Bi-Mart does have guns. You can buy, I don't go to that section of Bi-Mart because, you know, I'm not really a big gun guy.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, apparently they do.
So you can't, I'm assuming like rifles and whatnot.
They have handguns here. Really? I'm looking at their website. You
know? No, they don't.
Well, so I can buy brand name handguns at discount prices?
That's right. You sure can.
Go Bi-Mart.
I just think, isn't there something about buying a gun and the ammo at the same time? They won't let you do that?
I don't know.
Because I have seen people checking out with ammo.
Have you?
Yes.
But not guns?
But not...
It does. It would seem problematic, although, to be fair,
give me a gun and all the bullets.
Well, I understand, but you're buying the gun anyways.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Like,
I know.
Okay, so I can go put it out in my car, go in. Because the idea is, like, you don't want them shooting someone. Well, you're giving them a gun. I think it's a little late to be concerned about whether or not they have ammunition.
I guess, but...
What if I... Could I buy a gun at, like, you know, Walmart or whatever, and then literally and the ammo, and then just start loading the gun in the Walmart? Or would people be like,
"Yeah, no,
like,
that's
what are you
not...
talking about?" I'm just, you know,
dude, you're gonna get tackled.
excited about my new.
I just want to see how it works.
Well, like you see these photos all the time of like some, and it's usually some Gravy Seal, this fat idiot redneck.
Gravy Seal.
Yeah, the Gravy Seal.
I love that.
To everyone that loves to cosplay in the military, you know you can just join the military. It's like, yeah, I see all these like videos of the dudes that are like, just waiting for my daddy to call me, you know, up to duty. I'm ready to go. Like, you're going to go fight Iran or whatever, you know, fight this. You know, you can just sign up right now for the military. You don't have to wait. Like, you can lose some weight and go on a jog and then join the military. But it's always some fat idiot, and he's like at a Subway, you know? And then he's got like an AR-15 on his back, and then like a massive hand cannon, like a 50
fat
cal.
Uneducated beer. Ah!
You're like, dude, what? You need that to go buy a sandwich? You know, you're gonna go buy like a cold cut combo, and you need an AR-15. Like, you're just doing that because you want to shock people and you want to scare people. But I mean, in some places it's legal. It's like open carry, but it doesn't mean that you're not a dip-ass for doing it. If I'm walking into a store and you have a like an assault rifle like on your back,
yeah, what are you doing?
You are an absolute ass clown.
What if you're at Bi-Mart, you're in the line, and this dude buys a gun and he buys ammo and he starts loading it up right there. What do you do?
Leave.
You're just gonna let all those people die?
Well, I can't tackle
do you,
him.
Do you alert someone?
Why not?
He hasn't done anything, right?
He's loading a gun.
Do you look for someone working there and say, "Hey, I don't know about this."
Have you seen
but...
the people working at Bi-Mart?
Yeah, dude, Granny ain't doing
no.
anything.
No,
Well, just walking away doesn't seem sufficient.
No, I agree with that. I think I got to take him out with my big muscles.
Is that what you're doing?
My sports muscles, yes.
I guess the question,
what do you do?
I ask him, sir, are you planning to shoot this place up? Because if so, I'm going to tackle you before you have the chance. And he's like, screw you, man. Second Amendment. And then I can't go tackle him. Now I'm in prison. I don't think I have any other choice at that point.
You're not going to prison if you tackle a guy loading a gun at a Bi-Mart.
Okay, then what if he does get it loaded and I get shot? Dude, that's a no-win situation.
I like that you're running out of there, letting all those poor grannies just get lit up.
Again, if he's getting ready to shoot, but I don't know. Talk to the police. If someone's loading a gun in public, can I intervene?
Are they gonna shoot people?
It's not can you, it's should you.
What am I passing them in a note like, hey, do you like me? Check yes or no. Are you planning a mass shooting? Yes or no.
Is this going to go south? Yes, no, maybe.
Well, I've never thought of that scenario, but that's a hairy one.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously.
Yes.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Or what if you just see someone with a gun walking with purpose towards a store? Or I mean, like, yeah, like God. That's.
Well, it's probably an ICE agent nowadays. Yeah, these dudes wearing, like, again, they're all camoed out, covering their faces, and they're carrying around assault rifles, and it's unmarked vehicles.
Yeah, the covering of faces I find very concerning.
Dude, I honestly, I don't know what to do.
I think you got to take them out. What you do is you pull out your bigger gun.
I'm not carrying.
Isn't that what they say?
Sorry, I'm not, I don't have one.
Rob, can I hit him with the Subaru?
Hey, if I have to, dude, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could live with myself. I'm like, oh, he's probably fine.
What if that guy was just in a hurry and was getting some maintenance on his barrel? Right, you just run him over.
And then I'm like, oh, it's probably fine. But then he shoots 35 people?
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's the scenario. I used to think about this a lot when I had kids in school, because it seemed like every other day a school was getting shot up. I used to have that thought of, it was awful. But every time I would drop my kids off and then I'm driving away, I just always... I had that awful feeling of what if that's the last time? And what if you're dropping your kids off at school and you're on your way out and you see someone walking towards the school
This is the same scenario.
Yeah, at a school.
Okay, but to me it's no different.
At least the gun can be at the Bi-Mart. You're buying it there.
There is a slight difference here.
There's a difference.
I guess a little bit, but I don't know.
Gun it and just and run him down and like, well?
I don't think I'd run him down.
And then what if you find out that that's like an Elmer Fudd guy who's like coming to the school for like a safety presentation and you just mowed him down with your Subaru?
I don't know.
It's a sticky spot.
Are you interrogating him? And what if he doesn't want to be interrogated?
My advice, run back in, purchase your own gun and ammo. Hold on, sir. I'll be right back.
Yeah, stay right there. Don't you
Could
dare
you slow
do
down loading that clip, please? I got to come back out here.
When I was in college, I did apprehend a guy for a police officer. I was walking on campus, and I saw a dude hauling ass, and there were two cops chasing him. And at BYU, there's like a path that leads up to the main campus. And you can avoid the big wheel. There's big set of stairs. And I would always go down the path because I was fat and lazy. And my dude's hauling ass down the path. And I heard the cops yelling at him to stop. And I was kind of standing there on the path. And my dude was like hauling ass running by me. I didn't know what to do. And so I just stuck my arm out. And like straight like clotheslined him. And the guy went like, it was bad. Dude just got... trucked. And then the cops came and, you know, they arrested him and everything. And I was like, oh.
I had one of those opportunities that stands out in my mind. I got off the MAX train at like Pioneer Square and there was somebody running out of whatever department store is down there at the time, Nordstrom maybe, something like that. And they had like a couple bags and it was like a young teenage adult male with like what looked like a couple designer bags just sprinting down the street and like an associate chasing after him going, stop, stop. If it had been a cop and they'd asked for help, I think I would have laid this person out. But I'm like, I don't for sure know what's going on here. And if I hurt them and then there's a loss, so I just like let them go. But I was like, I should probably clothesline them.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't even think about it. It was like reaction. Yeah. But yeah, what if that's not the guy they were chasing? Or what if the, you know, I don't.
Or what if the person chasing them was not an associate and it was their own business that I don't want to be part of. I don't know.
But it is a sticky situation. Like, I feel like the Bi-Mart one is really good because, like, other than that, like, if you're on a city bus or a MAX and someone gets on with a gun, I think I'm going, like, immediately. I think I'm tackling that person. But at a store?
at a store where they can be purchased?
That would be
yeah.
But he's loading it right there?
And again, does it have something to do? Like, if he's like a...
What if it's a woman?
Yeah. Or what if it's a guy that looks like he's the sort of dumbass that just carries around, like, an open carry gun versus, like, if you're wearing, you're like a pimply-faced teenager in, like, a trench coat. Oh, man, that's a...
yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
it's hard out there.
Again, the Gravy Seal guy that's, like, clearly cosplaying. And I'm like, well, this is the sort of idiot that probably just walks around with a gun because he wants to feel tough versus a quick judgment and be like, that guy's dressed up like the Joker. I don't think he's got good intentions. That's tough.
Well, there's another ad for Bi-Mart.
R.I.P. Dick, thanks for the content.
Yeah, yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. The old fella. Nurse Nice, doing fine. She's doing fine.
How bad would you feel if you ran out and then the place got shot up?
Well, I just said that.
But you're alive.
No, I can't. I have to do something. I have to
Survivor's guilt.
That's right. I can't do it. I'm going after him.
It was like that time I was talking to the Evergreen High School. they had the lockdown. It's like, just run. Just run. Couldn't do it.
All right, we've got Poop Cruise follow-up next on The Fan.
Shoot, the learned people, no!
So, Poop Cruise on Netflix, you watched it?
I did. Yeah. I watched it this morning, and yeah, I got strong feelings.
Was it over breakfast?
No, it was after. It was.
Don't really... watch it. If you haven't watched it yet, don't watch it with a meal.
Yeah, it's I don't gross. Really eat breakfast. It was a post-dog walk. Sit and watch.
So it was a 4-day cruise. It was on Carnival. They went from Texas to Mexico. Over 4,000 passengers. There was a fire that knocked out the electrical system, mm-hmm. the ship. It set the ship adrift at sea. They had no air conditioning. They had no water, no refrigeration, no plumbing, nothing. And pretty much everybody was left fighting for what they could come up with for food, and poop and pee was everywhere.
It was for, like, what, 6 or 7 days? It was like this until they were...
Well, the first 3 days were great.
Yeah, weren't bad. So it was like, there was like
three... And then they had the fire.
There was like three or... Yeah, there was like 3 or 4 bad days. Because it was, like you said, it was a six... Because yeah. it took an extra day. I think it was 8 days total. 3 days were fine, and then I think it was 5 days for them to get into... To get pulled
into
port.
Yeah, they kind of couldn't figure out how to get it back, into port.
Yeah, they brought a tugboat and hauled it back in.
At any rate, I was teasing this yesterday. I was saying, go watch this because I have a hot take about it. Yeah. And apparently you do too.
I do.
Wonder if our hot takes are the same.
Okay.
My hot take is that wasn't that bad.
Yes. And this is my hot take. Everyone on that boat is a bunch of cryy little bitches.
Well, I just think that they the way they interviewed them and the way they presented the
that whiny bitch
material
yes.
was just, I mean, it was just kind of, what's the word? It's like this, for example, small example, there's 3 girls that they interviewed.
Hated them all and I wanted them all to fall off the boat.
So they're there for their bachelorette party or something. One of them's getting
which
ready.
Immediately means I hate them.
And one of them was just like, I have to pee in the shower?
Yes. She couldn't get over the idea of having
and
to pee in the shower.
I
she thought it was like the, like an indignity that you couldn't possibly overcome.
So it's things like
you've
that.
You've never
it's,
done this?
Look,
ever?
Well, right. Okay, so first of all, it's things like that. It's and it got way worse. I mean, it got bad. Like, I'm not saying anybody would want to be on
the
that
cruise. The last day or two looked a little rough.
It looked really bad, dude. There was poop, like, flowing through the hallways and in the rooms. Is really bad, but you know, my whole thing watching it was okay. Look, that sucked.
Yeah,
but and I wouldn't want to be there. But at the same time, dude, they opened the bar.
Yes.
There was a party.
At one point, like 3 days into this.
It's not life and death.
Carnival decided that they were going to give free drinks to everybody. And at that point, everyone gets housed, including a guy and gal decided to have sex out on the deck chair in front of everybody. They just didn't.
Well, and that was another one where the woman was so aghast at that. Cover your eyes then.
And there was another guy who, again, their idea, and by the way, I thought this was a good plan. So they realized the toilets didn't work. And so they brought around these red plastic bags, and they just told everybody, you got to pee in the shower. And had everyone done this, this would have been way, way better. But I guess a bunch of people on the boat refused to do it, and they kept pooping in the toilets.
Well, they wanted them to poop in the red biohazard bag.
Yes. And there were a handful of people that could not possibly believe.
Well, I don't want to do it in the bag. Well,
dude, I don't think it's a handful. I think it's most of the shit.
There was so many people that
Get
were like
over
this.
It.
There were so many people that were like, you want me to poop in a bag? This is the most ridiculous. They would poop in a toilet that didn't work.
That's right.
And
before
that,
the bag.
Then they're like, you can't keep doing this. It's going to overflow. It's going to cause problems. The toilets don't work. And you had hundreds, if not thousands of people that refused to just poop in a bag.
Right, which that's part of why I don't think it was that bad, is that they were still peeing and pooping.
Yes.
So they were, look, the toilets weren't working, but they were still relieving themselves. It's not like they had to sit and, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You weren't dying. It's unsanitary.
It made me...
The food situation was bad. There were people that were fighting over food and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things where you get into a situation that sucks. You can do one of two things. You can just make the best of it and do your best to get through it, or you can sit and bitch about it. And all the people that they interviewed on there, not all of them, but most of them were just bitchers. They
yes.
just they were just like, oh, this ruins my whole... Yes, it sucks, dude. It did ruin your vacation.
Oh,
but guess what? You're not dying.
No.
You're going to be fine. And by the way, they're giving you free Bud Light.
And that's my thing, too, is they were acting as if it yes. was a life and death situation.
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
You lose power on the way to Hawaii and then, like, never be seen again.
Yes. The worst thing that they had to do... Well, besides wade through poop on the last day.
Which, by the way, kind of was their own doing because they stopped. They refused to poop in the bags.
Well, they said that without the air conditioning, a lot of people moved their beds
outside
on the deck. And so everybody was just sleeping everywhere. Oh, no.
Yeah.
As if that's the worst thing in the world.
How unruly.
It only confirmed to me that our society is so baby poo soft that at the first sign of struggle and strife, we turn into just we are so soft. It's sticking with you. Sucks. It was terrible. But the fact that this was some sort of like national tragedy and like all the news coverage of it, people were swarming. I'm like, really?
Well, they had Brooke Baldwin on there. She's from CNN.
Yeah.
Or was at CNN at the time. And she said they were being told not to cover the story. They're like, that's beneath us. We don't want to cover
it. Because I don't actually really remember it being covered. Now, I think if anyone were in real danger, we would have seen it covered.
They did cover it. They ultimately went with it, and it became freaking headline news.
Everywhere.
Everyone could not get enough of the story.
What year was it?
2013, I think.
Okay.
Good Morning America
was
covering
recent.
It. CNN.
I thought it was more recent.
Take a look. I may be wrong. I thought I remember 2013.
Now, I don't know what this is in reference to, but one YouTuber says the lawyer was easily the best part of the documentary. He made me laugh out loud.
Well, hold on that. Yes, February 2013, you're correct. I thought it was more recent than that. Anyway, CNN, Brooke Baldwin was on there. She said, dude, once we actually decided to cover it, it absolutely blew up and they couldn't stop covering it, which is another reason why it became a little more than it really was.
Yeah.
They had another cruise ship come by because it was all over the news. They had another cruise ship come by. So all the people waiting in the poop were thinking that they were going to be rescued and get on to the other ship.
They're like animals at the poop zoo.
Yeah, they were just waving, taking pictures of them. Like, ah.
Look at that dumb cruise ship over there.
I hate to say it. Everyone on that cruise ship, I hated. Every single person.
The only guy that was seemingly normal about it was the guy who claimed that he was going to hold his poop because he just refused to poop in the red bag.
I even hated that guy because, again, he made it out to be like having to poop in a bag was the worst thing that you could
have. I know,
have.
But he was kind of laughing and joking. Like, it was not the worst thing to him. He was just trying to hold his poop.
Yeah.
But... Another example of why it wasn't that bad. that dude found a working bathroom.
Yeah.
There were working bathrooms.
Yes.
So it's just like, dude, come on. And the lawyer, he was great. The lawyer, I don't know how to describe what he looked like other than jeans, sport coat, long hair, fat, cigar,
yeah.
Big drinker, bourbon, loud personality guy.
He looked like a guy that would be involved in a celebrity.
And he's like, hey, oh man, let me tell you something. The whole documentary, they're talking to him, interviewing him, and he's like, oh my God, I'm going to make so much money. I'm going to sue Carnival. These ships should never have been sailing. This has happened before, and they didn't do anything to... Then they fast forward to the end, and he's like, oh, God, it's all on the ticket. These people signed their lives away. I don't know why anyone would ever go on a cruise like that.
Yeah, I guess when you went on a cruise, you basically signed away every guarantee that
you have. He was thinking he was going to sue him for millions and millions of dollars, and he read the fine print of the ticket that the people, you know, that... you agree to when they buy the ticket.
Millions and,
he was like,
and millions of people.
I have no case.
They ended up, they gave him a full refund from their cruise. They gave him a $500 like gift card. And they gave him a free future cruise on, for free, on you know, whatever. Carnival.
What percentage of people do you think take that free cruise? Or what percentage never cruise again?
On Carnival?
98%.
On that poop
cruise? I think this is going to sound terrible, but I'm sorry.
Most of them do?
I think they do.
Yeah.
Because I think that most, not all, of the people that are on that are there because it's cheap.
Yeah.
That was the best alternative for them, and it still is.
Yeah, and it still is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, that won't happen again, and now I get a free one, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because their idea, they think that those are great because they're inexpensive. And they
are. It's a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're stretching your dollar, a cruise could be a good way to have a good time. There's a lot
food,
to do.
Cheap booze. And because at the beginning, the one gal's like, she goes, all the food and there's a water slide. Who could ask for more? That was
I think a lot of people could ask
for
more.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know.
Maybe get out more, Maude.
That free buffet and that water slide.
But, you know, some people love it. That's fine. It's just, I think if you want, I really have always felt, and this is going to sound even worse, but if you want to round up as many cheap people in one place, mm-hmm. if you want to find as many cheap people in one place, you can.
It's a good place to start.
Start at a Carnival cruise. Like every single person on there. Is a cheap ass. That's why they're there.
It's like a ship and I know full of 5,000 garage sale shoppers.
Yeah, exactly. I know that sounds terrible, but it's...
Yeah. It's
the truth.
It is probably the best way to stretch your vacation dollar.
Absolutely. It's how you create luxury on a budget.
Yes. 100%.
And it's not luxury.
And your idea of luxury...
Well, in their mind, it is.
Your idea of luxury is a water slide and unlimited buffet and
that's
really
right.
bad
and that's luxurious.
For $1,200.
Yes.
So no wonder you're wading through feces.
What more could you ask for?
They also recommissioned the boat. They said they fixed it, but they kind of didn't, and it's back out there sailing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. That's, dude, those crew, that you know that thing wasn't going to get shut down.
Well, yeah, but at least fix it.
Look at this. One texter in. My wife was on the maiden voyage of that ship after it got fixed. She was hesitant to go, but I told her it would be the best cruise ever because they can't afford to have it go wrong. Sure enough, it was a great cruise with great amenities.
Yeah, I'm sure they steamed those carpets real well. You're not getting me on, you're not getting me on that boat.
Hell no. You can't get me on that boat even if before the poopy.
Never been on a cruise.
Someone else says they get free stuff and get to complain about other people for the rest of their lives. That's heaven.
God, well, for them it is.
And that
it
was
is.
The other thing, too, that I...
That is an archetype.
You know my theory. No matter what goes wrong, the first thing anyone does is take out their phone. The amount of people just filming their wallow in misery...
There's a couple thousand people. This has become their identity. It's what they talk about at parties. Have you seen the documentary I was in?
Did you see the Japan flight and what happened with that?
Recently?
Yeah, like just yesterday. So there was a Japanese airline that had some sort of mechanical problem, and it plunged from 35,000 feet to
I did see this.
Like 10,000 feet in like immediately. Mm. And the oxygen mask came down and, you know, the whole deal. I guess the stewardess was crying, yelling at people. I mean, it is bad. So everyone thought it was over, right? Like, this was not a gentle descent. Yeah. And it's there's all kinds of reports. People, which I get it, you're in a time of crisis, but people were writing letters. Goodbye. People were writing down PIN numbers to like bank accounts and stuff. I'm like, you realize that that's your plane's going to go down in a fiery ball. I don't think your post-it note's going to make it, but whatever. The amount of people, and you can look it up. It's all over. The amount of people that were taking selfies and videos of their imminent death is stunning to me.
Well, they survived and they went viral.
You are on.
That's right.
You are going down and you all think you are dying.
Well, what else are you going to do?
It's the kid that got bit by the snake and videoed it and was like, I'm cooked.
Dude, there is a guy who took a, and they're out there, you see him. He took a series of selfies with the mask on his face and he's like crying and yet he's taking selfies. You absolute, what? Like, you're
well,
dying.
What do you want him to do?
That's why this is where we're
what
at.
What do you want him to do? What this would is, you do? Sit there and twiddle your thumbs?
Self? Why are we taking selfies?
Hello?
For who?
They're bored.
You're dying. You're on your way to
right.
dying.
There's nothing else to do.
Take selfies.
Well, that's what some people think.
I guess. Look it up. And by the way, it turned out it was fine. They landed. A bit of a mishap. Oops.
See? And that's why you take selfies, because now.
So now you can post, hey, this is when I almost died?
Uh-huh.
Clout. Can't put a price on it.
We are at the point, no matter what, the first instinct, take it. You know what? We brought up that Bi-Mart situation. Like, what would happen if you saw someone loading a gun in a store? You know what people would do? They'd
film take their phones out.
Yep. They'd take their, they're like, I'm going to film the hell out of it. Someone one day is going to film someone just like doing that and then pointing the gun at them. And they're like, oh my, look at guys, look at what's happening here. And they're going to film the bullet going through their forehead. Hey, babe, yeah, it went viral. I just can't believe that that is your instinct. The last thing you want to do on this earth as your plane plummets to the ground is take a death selfie that no one will see because your phone is about to go up in a fiery ball of hell.
For the gram, bro.
Like, as the plane, you're like, I got to get this posted. I got to get this uploaded right now.
That's right. Could be the most famous Instagram post of all time if it can get it up.
I guess.
All right, well, watch.
People, though, writing farewell notes and the whole deal.
Watch Poop Cruise. It is on Netflix. Kind of a fun little watch. It's only about an hour long.
You'll end up disliking everyone other than the captain. I liked the captain.
The lady. Captain. Oh, the one. Yeah.
Yeah. The lady in charge of it?
She was trying to do her best.
She was doing her very best.
I thought the chef was funny.
Yeah, the chef was great.
Anyway, good little watch. Okay. How many partners have you been with? Sook reveals the number. Next, here's Buck. Okay, well, here we go. Big Sook is finally going to tell you how many people he's slept with. Go.
I'm pure as the driven snow. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought you'd say that. Well, I have a list here. And it is average. Hold on.
Number of partners?
Yeah. It's average number of sexual partners by country.
Yeah, we teased this on Friday but never got to it because of movie talk.
Have you actually counted?
No, I would have no idea.
Yeah,
it's in the thousands.
The thousands.
Nobody's ever seen a
list. Could you even go back and get an act? I'd give you a rough idea.
No. Millions and millions of people.
It's not because there's so many. It's just I don't know.
You were hammered for all of them.
I don't remember.
Is there someone out there that's like keeping? I mean, it's one thing.
Yes,
if you're,
people do. Really? Oh, I think people do. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I definitely do.
And then we what constitutes, you know?
Well, you got to do it.
Well, I mean.
No, you got to do it.
You got to. So.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Like the Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations.
Yeah. Well.
But you did. But
I think we're talking yours and hers. That's what we're talking about.
What?
Yours in hers.
Well, that's, but what if there's what if it's yours and hers? There's other ways to be hers.
Your primary and her primary.
Do top and tails count?
I don't think. I wouldn't imagine so, but I don't
Sucka.
Know.
Really?
I
don't know.
I think you have to have sexual intercourse.
That's what I think.
And I think
this
we
is
all
expecting.
Know what that means. Ooh.
See, this is the Clerks thing. Have you ever seen the movie Clerks?
No.
So she claims the guy in it's an old Kevin Smith movie, but it's a classic. And the guy, they're doing this, and the girlfriend says she's only been with like three or four guys or whatever. But then it turns out she's played topsies with like 37 guys. And the guy like freaks out because he thought the number was low. And she was like, well, that's my number. And he's like, no, that counts. And so I think that's a valid question. You know, I would think that counts. I'm not going to say some hand stuff counts, but certainly.
Yeah, I think you're in the minority.
Really? Okay, yes. How about this? Two dudes.
Uh-oh.
Is that sex?
Well, yes.
Oh! Oh,
well, sex for it them. Is. The primary mode of sex is
that is the primary way to have sex if you're two men. Do I need to describe that for you?
Well, there's two
Sounds
ways.
Like it.
So there's two ways that men can have sex, and you're saying that both of those.
Oh no! I'm not saying the other for men.
Really?
I'm just saying intercourse.
So if you went, if you went topsies with a guy, you would say that you have never had
topsies?
Sex with a guy.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah,
you're giving the old beeger there. You're saying
oh, God!
That top. Top. What do you mean?
You can say that.
Tops and bottoms.
No, that is not. No. That's,
so you could do that and say that you've never had sex with a man?
Yes.
Really?
Correct.
I think this is talking about partners for intercourse.
That's sexual intercourse.
That's some semantics.
That is not semantics. It's very cut and dry.
And it's not even the point
We're
of
wet.
This.
It's sexual intercourse. Okay? Not. Oh. Not. That or the other.
Or topsies.
It's, yeah, what world do you... Sexual
intercourse. Well, according to you, gay men then have never had sex with any other man.
That's not what we
That's
said.
Not true. I said, you know, when you do the... You know, the...
That's samesies. But you're saying that with men... So now you have different definitions of sex for gay men...
No, I
don't.
...that
you know for other women.
Are you not listening to me? It's the same thing. It's intercourse, male to male, male to female.
What about
Take off
female
your shorts
female?
And dunk me. That's a good question.
Now where do we fall on this? I've taken this
now
and I've turned
one,
it on your ear.
No, you haven't. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you can go and contact the company who did the survey.
The lesbians, I don't know what qualifies as sexual intercourse, but this is average number
Driving
of sexual partners by country. USA is 12th. I will tell you right now, the USA is 12th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Care to guess the top three countries and the number?
Well, I've always found the Europeans are a free-swinging lot. So I'm going to say this is either...
That's what I thought.
I'm going to... Oh, see, that already means that it's not going to be them.
Well, you've got one region that continent. Well, yeah. You won't.
Africa.
No. Well, I mean, South Africa's fifth, but. Australia and New Zealand are two and three.
Okay. I can see that. The old Gold Coast down there.
They do it a lot down there.
They do it a lot. Well, you got good looking people. It's warm weather. Right. And you say, what's the average?
Did you say bunch of sluts?
I sure did.
Well, all the koalas have STDs down there. The koalas all have chlamydia.
Even the koalas are sluts.
They are.
Down there.
Like all the koalas have... You got to be careful cuddling with a koala. It'll give you chlamydia.
All right. Average number of sexual partners.
Well, what's one and two?
One. Australia is two. New Zealand is three.
Yeah.
Number one is...
The Dutch. Russians.
Turkey. Yeah. The Turkish. Average number of partners, 14.5.
That's the highest, huh?
Yep. Australia, 13.3. New Zealand, 13.2. USA, 10.7.
How much of that is by choice and how much of that is thrust upon
well,
you?
Well, when you say average, now you're talking about people who can't and don't do it.
Yeah, because it's going to...
You know, so that brings everything way down.
Yeah.
So I don't... I mean, I don't know.
I think there's a lot of 30s, and I think there's a lot of zeros and ones.
Correct.
And then we balance it out. Because,
and that's why we're
10 is not a lot at all.
No, 10.7.
But I think you'd be surprised at how many people think 10 is a lot.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's right about that.
Really?
10 is.
I would agree with you, but I think whether it's because of either religious beliefs or.
how difficult that process has been, 10 could seem like a big number
to there's a lot of people that are like, no way. Or there's also, you know, women had this problem back when we used to ask them this question, back when it was, you know, before it was rude.
People ask that question?
Hey. Well, you know, when you're kids.
Sure. By the way, guys, don't ask your girl. One, it's going to be a lie. And two, exactly. If it's not a lie, you still don't want to.
Well, women can't tell the truth.
You don't want that number.
That's why they always just say, you say 3 or 4. That's the only safe answer. Because then it's like, oh, he's, you know, he's got a little experience. But it's not a, you know, not a slut. Yeah. So, like, women can't win in that with that
that's,
question.
That's the old, oh my gosh, I've never done this before. And then you're like, oh my God, you've done this a lot. Because you're really, really good at it.
That's so true.
That's how you're like, have you ever played golf before, honey? No, maybe once or
you
twice.
You just shot a 60.
Yeah, she goes out and shoots a buttery 65 and like, let me tell you something. You know your way around a green. You know your way around a sandwich.
Yeah, right.
You lying sack of crap.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Looks like I see Patrick Harris out there. He just did a show earlier today with Danny, and now he's back.
Double dipping.
For an encore performance.
This guy is an animal.
He just is an animal.
They'll break down this big A's-Rays game that, for some reason, is
why
online.
Have you been watching this?
Well, because the Mets game got rained out.
Good little ball game, though.
The Mets games got rained out, and then the Red Sox game that I wanted to watch, that got rained out. And so it was just kind of the... You ever have that where you want to watch a baseball game, but like there's nothing particularly good?
Just bad matchups?
Yeah, so you're just like, I don't know, why not? A's-Rays. From Sacramento, why not?
Oh, got him.
Or is this...
got him!
Oh, yeah.
That was a bold attempt.
Oh, I thought they were going to fight, and then they patted each other on the back. Like professionals. This is in... they're in Sacramento. No,
this is... That's
Yankees.
Remember,
Legends
the
Field.
Trop got ripped apart by that hurricane
it
was.
They're both playing in minor league stadiums.
So I think this is what, Yankees spring training facility or something?
Yeah, Legends Field. Now it's Steinbrenner Field.
Isn't that weird that you've got two... minor league, you know, like you got a minor league, well, two minor league stadiums.
Yeah.
And technically.
And a couple franchises that act like minor league teams.
It is true.
And you don't really care, like you don't really even notice it.
No. You know? It's like, although you can kind of tell that like the outfield looks pretty Mickey Mouse, but you know.
Well, it's got the dumb ads, although they all have ads now.
Yeah, but not like
remember
this.
Back when outfield walls didn't have ads?
I know, it's weird. Whenever you go and watch like a ESPN Classic game or whatever, if you see like old clips, it is amazing how, I don't know, just the lack of advertisements, just in general. Everything's sponsored now. I mean, freaking everything.
Yeah, the Royals have, so do you know Quick Trip? Have you ever been to a Quick Trip?
Yeah.
It's like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
It's like a Midwest 7-Eleven.
Like an AM/PM kind of.
Yeah, exactly. They have QT on their sleeves, and it pisses me off. Because it's just kind of...
Yeah. It just seems like a weird...
It's kind of trashy.
Well, I told you, the Red Wings sponsor is a trash company.
Literal waste management company.
It's a waste management company. I'm like, really? Like, we couldn't find... I just thought, like Detroit, you'd have, like, a... it's the winged wheel. I thought maybe, like, a Ford or, like, a Chevy.
Goodyear, maybe?
Yeah, something. Like, the... some of them look pretty good. The Blackhawks have Bell Tire, and it kind of fits. It works into the uniform a little bit. One of the Canadian teams has Air Canada. It works, but like, yeah, a waste management company. You're just putting feces on your jersey. I'm with you. Just be better about your sponsorship.
Hot Corner is coming up next, so keep it here, live and local. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7. To thank you, night.
Ships of Spain, red ships.